This weekend, in an unexpected move, Russia granted one of the Czech Republic's biggest NGOs, People in Need, the right to operate once again on Russian soil. This is after a 2.5-year ban from the country, imposed on the grounds that People in Need were, according to the Russian administration, funding terrorist groups. People in Need's work in Russia has traditionally been in the south of the country, in the breakaway regions of Chechnya and Ingushetia. The organization now plans to take up where it left off, providing training and support for those affected, in particular by the Chechen conflicts of the 1990s. Earlier today, Rosie Johnson met the head of People in Need, Shimon Panek. She asked him about the Russian government's decision.
Člověk v tísni, or People in Need, as our English name is, got after almost 2.5 years back the registration to work in the Russian Federation, which is a little bit surprising development for us after so long time being rejected. The Russian Registration Office, which is affiliated to the Ministry for Justice of Russian Federation, decided to renew or give us a new, according to the new law, the new registration to work in Russian Federation.
Isn't this very much against the current trend in Russia of really clamping down on NGOs?
Well, I don't know. I have never been there since spring 2000 or summer 2005. So, and let's see how our work will work. It could be also coincidence, you know, that someone pass and someone not pass, because it is a very big country and not everything might be orchestrated from the center. But again, I think that the real clear picture we will get after we will start to work there, because one thing is registration, another thing is a daily work, which could be also very complicated.
How much freedom, in fact, does this registration give you? Are your movements going to be monitored, do you think, and limited to an extent by Russia?
Well, our movements could be monitored, but basically we don't care because we don't do anything which is against the law. So it's up to the Russian special services to decide who they want to monitor, who not. But access to Chechnya could be difficult because still foreigners need some special permissions, visas, because few of us are definitely on the list. I was denied access to Russia twice 2 years ago. Finally, they granted me the visa, but I will be definitely somewhere in some of the databases. And then the work generally in the Northern Caucasus, it's difficult. In Ingushetia, it's very tense situation. So let's see once we will be able to open the office and start the normal work. You know, with this kind of work and with this size of work, you should do everything completely openly.
What are you going to now go back and do?
The field, which is mostly open and the need is highest, is continuing with the recovery and the support of the economical and sustainable development, mainly on the level of the families, not in the global size, which means the small income generation projects, vocational trainings, and definitely psychosocial work.
And that was Shimon Panek, director of the Czech NGO People in Need, and he was interviewed there by Rosie Johnston.